On February 8th, WestJet announced that it would be canceling its air service to St. John's from March 31st to June 24th. This followed Air Canada cutting flight routes to the province. Tourism is a major industry here, but it is reliant on good air service. Craig Foley is the CEO of Hospitality Newfoundland and Labrador.
We represent about 9% of jobs, 20,000 jobs in the province. There's about 2,800 small to medium-sized businesses. We're worth $1.14 billion in a good year to the provincial economy.
Even when the pandemic ends, it will take time for the airline services to come back and be fully operational.
That'd be devastating to the entire economy. Over time, things will get back to normal, but it will be a long road to recovery.
Accessibility to the province is a key part of Newfoundland's tourism economy, and without good air access, everything will suffer.
So we depend on access for our entire economy. So when access is limited, it's going to impact everything.
Like Foley, Kathy Duke, the CEO of Destination St. John's, wonders what the future will look like.
If people can't get here, or it's too expensive for them to fly here, then that's going to be a major deterrent. You know, we can do as much marketing as we want. It's going to really hurt us going forward.
Woodrow French, an advocate for passenger rights, believes that it will take time for things to return to normal.
I think it's going to be a few years before our service comes near of what we had just before the COVID-19 struck us.
How tourism in the province will continue will depend on the airline service. This is Patrick Newhook, Kicker News.